Well, it's that feeling in your stomach peculiar to college towns. That horrible sinking feeling when you see all the students' junk and furniture back on the curbs going in. That's, no, it's my mother's lamp. How dare you? Well, here we are, and here's, of course, the Olympics have been on my mind. In that news, the Chinese government takes the gymnasts' gold medals, and the girls settle for gummy bears. That just in. But they're just as happy, actually, with the gummy bears. They will let them bring their medals to show and tell, however, so that's a nice thing. It turns out Sarah Brightman's voice during the opening ceremony was actually that of a 7-year-old Chinese girl who also won the gold in the uneven bars. So it's quite an Olympics for her.
You bet.
Personally, I'd like to have the fake ID concession in Beijing. A lot of gymnastics kids were drinking at the disco that same night they won their events. Maybe not. The Olympics Commission said next time at the Olympics there will be a "you must be this tall" cutout from the carnival at all events. The only event the Chinese did not go gold in is the drive faster than you walk event. Okay. In other Olympic news, a goofy-looking guy, all-time Olympic champion, French swimmer built like Monsieur Clean. Do you know that guy, that friend? Bernard guy?
Bernard.
Yeah, he looked like, just like Monsieur Clean.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll get through this one way or another, and just stick with me. I know you got places to be and people to see. Top-seeded American tennis players fall when forced to play on table. John Edwards wins the brass. Georgia drubs Russia in volleyball. Russians refuse to leave beach. In other news of the world, Russian troops advancing on Atlanta. Despite ceasefire and mistaken identity, I'm afraid. General Shermanoff. Only good news to come out of this is the Russian spammers are so occupied with Georgia, I'm getting hardly any inquiries as to my penis. I'm beginning to think no one cares anymore. President Bush will punish Russia by no longer saying nice things about Putin's eyes. And all Russian brides purchased online will have to be returned. McCain responding, "Chance, we are all Gregorians." Obama advises Georgians to inflate tires before fleeing. In other news, Unabomber upset his cabin, has gone condo. Georgia man claims he has Bigfoot hit by Russian tank. Edward says it's not his, but you should see the head of hair on that baby. And got a big red nose, though, like Clinton's. House Speaker Pelosi admits she'd be open to a good drilling. McCain to speak at Ralph Reed's confirmation. That's sweet. New Bush edict says everything is endangered, therefore nothing is. First to go will be the spotted owls, most of whom are registered Democrats. Hillary will not deliver the keynote address, but will sign for Obama during his acceptance speech. Look for those signs. That's going to be good. Her name will be put in nomination, but will lose after a nasty process full of recrimination. I couldn't read. There's nasty is what that said there. Nasty. Okay. Anyway. Neil Diamond revamps Cherry Cherry as Pit Pit. Republicans mistreat Doberman to replace Representative Tom Tancredo. Okay. I didn't think so either, to tell you the truth. Russians occupy Brighton Beach in Brooklyn. Although they say they've left, but they're still there.
Still there.
Musharraf, resume on monster.com. Cindy McCain injures her hand reaching into the medicine cabinet.
Ooh.
And tabloid-style Obama Nation says that Obama was not even on the Swift boat. He was 6 years old and a non-swimmer. And there was no way he could have rescued that sailor from PT-109. That's all the news that is in. Thank you so much. Good night. Good day. And a good tomorrow.